Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless, delivering the cold, hard truth, even if it hurts your feelings just a little bit. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, studies out of Israel and the CDC concluding that so far they cannot find any long-term negative impact from COVID-19 vaccines. But the vaccines are not keeping people out of the hospital, as promised. We'll explain. Number two, the cleanup efforts are now beginning in full swing, and it seems Ida did not turn out nearly as badly as some had predicted. It's a big storm, it's a big mess, but not as bad as it could have been. And number one, the last American military jet flew out of Kabul, Afghanistan Monday, making an early exit for the Biden administration, but stranding an unknown number of Americans and Afghans that wanted out, that are now clearly in limbo. Some are already dead. For the rest, their future is in the hands of a ruthless terrorist organization, the Taliban, flanked by other killers like ISIS-K and Al-Qaeda. And the American people do not support what has happened. They do not support the weakling bailout on our fellow citizens and those that helped us fight terrorists for 20 years. In fact, the polling is abysmal. It won't take long for President Biden's numbers to tank even further. And what's worse, as bad as the numbers are now, just wait until Americans left behind are in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. Will Americans forgive President Biden, who lied right through his teeth to all of us August 19th when he said he would never leave anyone behind? I certainly doubt it. Joe Biden told the American people that if there were Americans still in Afghanistan on August 31st, we would stay in position until they were all out. He flat out lied. In fact, we left hundreds, maybe thousands of Americans behind in Afghanistan, and we left early. But listen to this from August 19th.
Americans should understand that troops might have to be there beyond August 31st.
No, Americans should understand that we're going to try to get it done before August 31st.
But if we don't, the troops will stay.
If we don't, we'll determine at the time who's left.
And
if there are American forces, if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
We're going to stay until we get them all out. Absolutely not true. It's a flat-out, bold-faced lie. 100%, the president lied. And by the way, why wouldn't he? He's more concerned about himself and his own family than he is about the Marines, the 13 military members that died last week in his reckless policy. Mark Schmitz and Darren Hoover both lost sons in that attack. Jared Schmitz and Darren Hoover, the father of the Utah Marine Darren Hoover Jr., discussed his tragedy Monday. Schmitz elected to meet with Joe Biden, while Hoover said he did not. But Schmitz said their meeting was not pleasant, adding that the president reportedly spoke more about his own son, Bo Biden, spent more time talking about his own son, just like he did when he came out and talked about the Marines in the first place. He spent more time talking about Joe Biden, talked about his son, Bo, who died of cancer, than he did about the Marines. He's a damned embarrassment is what he is. General McKenzie coming, by the way, at a minimum, a number in the low hundreds is how many Americans are in Afghanistan right now. That's right, hundreds left on their own. Left to the wolves of the Taliban, ISIS-K, and Al-Qaeda. This is Joe Biden's commitment to his word. Zero. And his fellow Americans, zero. Listen to this.
And we think the citizens that were not brought out number in the low, very low hundreds. And we think the citizens that were not brought out number in the low, very low hundreds. And we think the citizens that were not brought out number in the low, very low hundreds.
How many low hundreds is acceptable? 100, 200, 300, 400? What's the low hundreds? They don't know. What's worse, they don't care. What about all of those left behind that helped us over 20 years? What about those folks and their families? I can tell you how that's going. I want to jump to bite number 11. I want to jump to bite number 11 because posted last night. Here's the sound of what's going on in Kabul and elsewhere in Afghanistan as we speak. Door to door, they are going, are the Taliban, searching for those that have wronged them or not honored Islam in the proper way. Listen. Laura Logan posted that last night. Laura Logan, who spent many, many years with 60 Minutes and elsewhere, reporting now the Taliban is going door to door executing those they do not like, executing those that helped us. This is the legacy of Joe Biden. This is the legacy of Joe Biden. By the way, the last five jets, the last five military transports that left Kabul, Afghanistan yesterday had not a single American on board, not one. There were Afghans huddled at the gates. But the truth that you were not told is the Taliban was in charge of those gates for the past several days. And if they didn't let you through, you didn't get on one of those planes. One thing Jen Psaki and the Biden administration are not short on today is excuses. They have plenty of those, and they're happy to use them. They'll even try to justify leaving tens of billions of dollars worth of American military gear behind for the terrorists to use as well. Listen to this.
But at the end of the day, whether it's not the United States that's under risk as a function of this, are Americans around the globe? I mean, are Western interests now more at risk because the Taliban has new access to all this weaponry?
Well, again, Peter, I would say that the world will be watching. We have an enormous amount of leverage, including access to the global marketplace, which is not a small piece of leverage to the Taliban, who are now overseeing large swaths of Afghanistan. Certainly, our objective was not to leave them with any equipment, but that is not always an option when you are looking to retrograde and move out of a war zone. But that is our clear leverage we have with the Taliban. And again, our capacities are over-the-horizon capacities, which, by the way, killed two ISIS terrorists just last week and continue to be utilized by our men and women on the ground, remain in place and remain in place in the region.
According to one expert there, because the money we spent, it depends on who you ask, it's between $40 and $85 billion in equipment. Black Hawk helicopters seen flying yesterday, not by the U.S. military, but by those that had captured them. The Taliban is now a major U.S. arms dealer and will be for the next decade. A major U.S. arms dealer and will be for the next decade. Here's one category, 75,000 military vehicles, which includes 50,000 tactical vehicles, 20,000 Humvees, 1,000 mine-resistant vehicles, and 150 armored personnel carriers. A folk singer among the first executed, a folk singer, because the Taliban has outlawed music. So instead of telling him, you can't have your guitar, they decided you can't have your life. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Did you know that other rust-proofing companies drill holes in your doors when applying their products, which, oddly enough, can cause more rust problems down the road? Linex of Lansing doesn't believe that more holes will protect your vehicle. Instead, we use our painstakingly careful and thorough process that uses an atomizing application method. So this is not your generic undercoating application. It's a complete rust-blocking solution for the rust-prone areas of your vehicle. We also carry a lifetime warranty on vehicles 90 days old and newer. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your rust-proofing and undercoating specialists. So protect your vehicle the right way the first time with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit Lance.